It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Oh, what's going on? Let's do a little radio. It's time for Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack. And since we've got the Thursday version going on, Dwight McCowan in here. Great to see you as always.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Happy Thursday. Or if you're driving in, happy Friday morning.
See? Nice. Yeah. You look rested. You look like a man who's had a good week.
I have. Been doing a lot of testing and just kind of sitting in the hallway.
Oh, yes.
So I'm rested, but not rested at the same time.
Yeah, you know? No, I get it. That's where you can that's a good napping spot right
there.
It
is. Except for I keep having my principals and teachers walk by.
Yeah, that's somebody always ruins a good nap.
Yeah, I know. I got to look attentive. Oh, I'm right.
I'm wide awake. Yeah. I've been paying attention the whole time. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to be
absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, it's a end of the week kind of thing. It feels like we're right in the sweet spot between stuff.
Oh yeah,
we finished college basketball. We're moving into NBA playoffs.
Yes.
We're just getting up to gear on baseball.
Yep.
We're coming into the high school baseball playoff season here in another 2 weeks or so. NFL drafts next week.
Next week.
We're right in that spot right between
college
it all.
College football spring games.
Oh, and you had to bring up that too.
I saw my boy Corey with the interception the other day. You know, so
I tell you what, Kari Johnson, for those who didn't pay attention while he was at PG, and if you're in other parts of town, you probably weren't.
Yeah.
But he may get a chance to have immediate impact. I don't know, as a freshman, you never know, but he's impressing in the spring so far.
Impressive young man. I mean, since the moment I met him in eighth grade when he came over and he played varsity basketball for me as a freshman. He's the constant professional, you know, if you want to say that type of a term for a young man. He's what you call just an even keel kid or a young man. That's the type of person he is. I already knew when he was going to school early, he was going to be successful. You know it. You know what I mean? You can just see it. His work ethic, his drive, his character, his upbringing. You knew that he was going to do good. And, you know, I just smiled when I saw that. Like, yeah, that's about what I expected he was going
to
do.
How hard is it to have a kid with so much talent and him not get caught up in the fact that he's big man on campus?
You know, I think it has a lot to do with his parents and the upbringing. You know, just knowing his folks, knowing his ground, how grounded he is. You know, I always joke. I've told my wife this one time. I've coached 17 years. You know, I've coached a lot of kids. Right. A lot of kids I like. There's only been two kids I've coached where I was like, if my daughter brought his young man home, I'd be like, you did pretty good.
All right.
And Corey Johnson be one of them young men.
Well,
young
you better name the other one now.
This young man I had at Palestine named Jordan. Jordan Jacobs.
Okay. He's
a great young man. Not saying other kids I coached wasn't good young men, but, you know.
But you ain't touching my daughter.
Yeah, you can't date my daughter. You know, she dating Akari Johnson. I'm like, hey, you did all right, girl. You did all right. So
you
that's
know,
a good person.
And you're right. Every once in a while you meet the kid that has everything going in the right direction.
Correct.
They're good in the classroom.
Yes.
They're good outside the classroom. You know when they leave the building, they're doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
You got some kids with amazing talent, but you wonder when they walk out of the, you know, off the parking lot, man, what are they going to get into between now and the next time I see them?
Yeah, you need those type of kids. I always joke. I say, Corey, I had another young man, Cameron Woods, who I could leave in a gym and say, hey, Cam, you know, I need you to make, you know, 200 shots. I'll be right back. And he'll stay there and he'll make 200 shots. And so you have those type of high character kids, and that's just what a Corey is. As a coach, you know, that makes it easy to push him on recruits because you know he's going to handle his business not only on the field, but most importantly in the classroom. He's going to be eligible and be productive.
You bring up a really intriguing point. I'm always interested in this. When you've got a kid, Akari's an easy one.
Easy one, yes.
You'll be above board with any recruiter that comes in and says, this is what you're getting. But, you know, some kid that you're not so sure about their character, you want the kid to have a chance.
Absolutely.
But you also don't want to mislead a guy coming to see you and asking your opinion to find out, oh, you sold me a bill of goods, and the next kid I'm going to come see you about, I don't trust you.
Correct. This is all about your name. Well, you know, just as a man, my name is that's what carries me. So I'm always gonna be up front with with coaches when they ask me who these kids are and what can they do and their character. You know, I'm gonna tell them the truth. You know, and then that's up to them once they meet the kid and their family, him and their family, to pursue it or not. But I'm always gonna tell them, you know, their strengths and weaknesses, what they did, what they didn't do, what they need to improve on, what you can expect from them. To me, that just builds a strong relationship with those coaches. And keeps them coming back.
and you're upfront with the kids about it from the get go too. That they're going to come talk to me, and I'm going to tell them the truth. And you're going to define the truth I'm going to say.
Well, that's called having a relationship with your student athletes that you're coaching. You know, if you're not honest with your players, they're not going to trust you anyway. So I'm probably too honest, and I let them know. You know what I mean? So you're not going to wreck my name. Sure. I'm not going to send you out there and wreck my name because you know you want to be silly. You know, so handle your business. You handle your business. I'm going to take care of you. It's just like you take care of me. So I think that's pretty easy to go. I think that's just a standard of life.
Right.
You know, that's just, you know, so and that's kind of what you always tell them. That's what I always preach to my kids. This is a standard of life, you know. You know, you do what you're supposed to do, things will come for you.
As they say now, you're standing on business.
Yeah. I feel like I was too old to say that. And so I hear a lot of my players
really
say
old.
That. You know, they either say, you know, standing on business or 10 toes down. So I can't really get with that lingo, but I know what it means. I just kind of smile and be like, yeah, that's what you guys say.
Are you a Madden guy? You playing Madden at all?
Well, I play with my son at times. I mean, he blasts me now. Okay. But we play some.
All right. So TikTok?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
I'm not a TikToker. My wife is. I'm not.
So do you know who Sketch is?
No.
See? I'm trying to gauge who actually is this trend's going around. Have you seen this? If you're watching social media at all, there's some guy on TikTok who's a Madden player.
Okay.
Goes by the name Sketch.
Uh-huh.
And his calling card apparently is, "What's up, brother?" What's up, brother? With that one finger up. And so folks are going around now in locker rooms with pro teams, college teams, just seeing who knows him by just saying, "What's up, brother?" And if their response is like, "Well, nothing's up," then, you know, all right, you don't know who this guy is. And if you do the whole, like this, special teams, special plays, special players, Tuesday, which is stuff this kid says while he's playing this game, you know this is somebody that watches Sketch. I'll be honest with you. I'm an old man.
Yeah.
But I enjoy TikTok, though. There's a lot of stuff on TikTok I actually learn a lot from. And I'll scroll through stuff, and I probably have seen this kid for the last 6 months or so.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a live Madden game on. He may be playing, and so I'll watch it for a few minutes and see, well, is he got any good or not?
Yeah.
He was never all that good, I didn't think. But he's a little bit out there.
Great.
And all of a sudden, this trend is starting up where college teams are all coming out of the locker room. Somebody says, "What's up, brother?" And they're all doing it. They all are watching this guy.
I hope he's getting paid for it.
If he isn't, he will be. This is just the beginning, I think. They're going to monetize this somehow, and this kid's going to end up making a fortune for kind of being a goof.
You put me on game right now because I have no idea. I've never heard of him or anything like that. But I'm not on TikTok neither. So
you need to get with times.
Yeah,
come on now.
I need to figure some things. I haven't heard any kids say that, but I'm usually not really I'm around them, so I just haven't heard anybody say that.
You need to do it. Just do it tomorrow. What's up, brother?
Yeah,
do it like that. What's up, brother?
If I get laughed at, Chuck, at school, then
you're
gonna
laugh at
me.
You
sure I reach out and call you, like, "Hey, man,
I'm making you connect to young people." Is what you're about to do. I'm helping you out.
I may go do this at the basketball practice in about 45 minutes. And
well,
see
it can't
how
be
I
too
go.
Young. He's probably not on TikTok. That's too young.
Yeah,
gotta be a little older. Guys that play Madden.
He's on there and he plays TikTok. So I don't know. I might. We got some high school kids gonna be there too. So I'm gonna see.
What's up, brother?
Yes,
you try that.
I got a point.
See what happens,
brother. Okay.
One finger up. What's up, brother?
I'm gonna do it today too. Let you know how it go.
I'll be looking for this. The WNBA draft was Monday. Did you watch any of that?
I did.
You're lying to me.
I'm not lying. I did watch it.
Dwight McCowan.
So I left the house to go run and get something for dinner, and I told my daughter I cut it on chance. Hey, I'll be right back. So I missed the first two picks, and then we kind of watched it here and there through the first round, and then after that it was kind of getting close to my bedtime. I was listening.
So you watched the first round of WNBA draft?
I sure did.
How many times in the past have you watched it?
Never.
I'm telling you, weird's happening out there.
I've been invested in, I ain't gonna lie, I've been invested in women's college basketball probably the last 4 years.
Right. But you've never watched the WNBA draft?
Not the draft, no. I watch the NBA games. So right. I do watch the games.
But never watch a draft.
No. And, but, you know, I don't really watch the NBA draft. I don't really watch the NFL draft, to be honest with you. I get the highlights of it, but I don't sit and watch a draft.
I'll sit and watch the NFL draft.
Yeah, I just...
I won't watch the NBA draft.
No.
I've never watched WNBA draft. I don't think they even put the baseball draft on.
I think they have it on MLB Network.
Yeah, well, but I don't have that. That.
Yeah.
2.5 million people watch that draft Monday night.
It's name recognition, so that everybody knows them. They've been in college 3-4 years.
It's crazy.
It's like college football. You have built-in stars because you've been invested to watch them for the last few years.
It's absolutely insane. Not like, okay, the numbers were 2.4 million this year and it was, you know, 1.9 million. It was 500,000 last year. It was 2.4 million on Monday night.
You just wait till the game start.
I can't believe it's going to continue all the way through the game starting. In my head, I'm saying, nah, people aren't going to watch the games.
It won't be in the millions, but it's going to be solid. I know, because the problem is they play in the summer.
Right.
And so that's going to hurt it some.
Right.
But those first few games are going to be really, really good. Really good ratings.
I was blown away when I saw that number yesterday. I'm blown away hearing you say you watched the whole first round.
I sat on the couch and watched it, so I did. It was pretty interesting.
I flipped through it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And by then, of course, they were probably – I turned it on. I just walked my dogs. I got back home. It was probably about the 8th or 9th pick. Angel Reese had just been picked.
Yes. But it wasn't on TV that night neither. So, I mean, what else was I going to watch?
No,
I don't have any good shows really right now to
watch
neither. I haven't watched wrestling since 2001.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know what day it was?
When I graduated high school, went to college, and I didn't have USA Network, so I couldn't watch it. So I come back home in the summer of 2002, and I was like, what in the world is going on? Because, you know, it's a soap opera.
It's exactly it.
You miss one, two episodes, you're
out.
So I was like, yeah, I never got back invested. So since summer of 2002, I've been out.
I turn it on. I get the top 7. 8 gets picked, and that's the end of it. I watched no more of it from that point on.
Again, like I said, I've watched so many of the games. I knew some of the women, so you're trying to see, and then you know how those teams are. So I was like, man, I want to see who the Aces is going to get because they're loaded.
Yep.
You know, and I want to see who's Asia Wilson going to be playing with because she's the best player in the league. She's unbelievably talented. I think she's underrated, to be honest, which is crazy.
I'm trying to figure out how two teams had 2 picks each in the top 7.
That's a great question. That's part of I don't keep up with it enough to know how they get some trades or how they pull that off. But I am fired to see Chicago.
Yeah, who did okay.
Yeah,
they got Cardoza and Reese.
They're going to dominate the backboards, you would assume. I just don't know. I say that I don't know. I do wonder, can Angel Reese, can she defend? Because her feet – very slow in my opinion.
They
just
are.
Watching, I'm
she's
like,
long.
Man, she's not super athletic.
No,
though.
No, she's long and physical.
Yes, I don't know if she can. I mean, she may can't. I don't. That's what you want to see. Can she do it? I don't think she had the foot speed to defend some of those post players.
And probably won't start early. I would think.
I would think so.
I think she's going to be an off the bench, try to develop that game a little bit more.
I would think so.
She's got really no outside shot. I mean, she's pretty much around the rim. And she's a garbage player. I mean, she gets a lot of loose ball. Cardoza's a different.
You can't teach 6'8".
Oh, no. as a guy, forget it, as a woman.
Man, she's unbelievably talented, and she is massive. And I mean that in a positive.
No, I get what you mean. She's wide. She's hard to deal with. And she goes into a league. Brittany Griner's still around, but who's bigger than Cardoza coming into the league?
She's going to bully her.
Which is, I think people are,
waiting to see that too.
Waiting to see that happen
she's
too.
She's going
to
bully her. Too big and strong. Hey, you saw that brother from LSU when he ran up on her and they was finna fight and he realized, never mind.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, sorry.
If she'd have been 5'8", I think he'd have backed up. But 6'8",
yeah, he,
you think twice before you take that.
Yeah, he changed directions real quick.
We're not done with this conversation about women's basketball yet. There's 2 more parts of this I want to come back to.
Okay.
So we'll come back and after the break talk about a little bit more. We got more, certainly. Dwight McCowan in here. Chuck Zach along with you. It's Leaving the Yard. 903-735-9905 is our number. We will wrap up this week with the final show of, what is this, the second week? Third week.
Third
week of April.
Yeah, it's
on the third already.
Yeah.
Tax day, and we're moving into week 3. Yikes. Yeah. Back in a minute.
Oh, by always looking local first, we're making sure our babies have a bright future. You know, local businesses depend on our support. They're usually first in line to support our local organizations. Let's do our part to always look local first.
Don't throw your damaged cell phone away. It's repairable. Whether it's a screen replacement or micro soldering, M-Tech Electronics can repair it. And at the best price in town. Call them today for your smartphone, computer, and game console repairs. 4012 Summerhill Square, Texarkana.
When you're craving a real, honest-to-goodness, old-fashioned hamburger with the freshest ingredients and french fries that make a jackrabbit slap a hound dog, head over to 201 East Broad, TLC Burgers and Fries. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Open till 7 Friday and Saturday.
Legacy Cleaners, formerly Holiday Cleaners, has 35 years experience and 4 locations in Texarkana and surrounding areas, including their newest location at 210 West 7th Street. For the best starch jeans in town, it's Legacy Cleaners. They can handle your finest threads.
Look local first, and everybody benefits, from the store owners to people like you and me supporting them. Look local first.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. About 19 minutes after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Dwight McCowan with you. Rangers tickets, before we jump back into our WNBA kind of talk. If you're a Ranger fan and you're defending World Series champion Rangers, let me get that straight, who, that's by the right. way, won today. We'll come back around to them next segment, but they did get a win again today. Not a great start for Jack Leiter, but they won. We got Ranger tickets to give away. Now, I've tried this on the phone before, and you guys are not great phone ticket participant kind of things. I get it. People are driving and doing their thing and calling in the radio station, trying to wait in line for that. I get all that. So we've set it up a different way for you to try to win tickets. I'm going to tell you now. You can go to our website, and this is going to be standing up through April 26th. So what's today? The 18th. We got till next Friday. Go on our website. If you do Google search, just a 107.9 The Fan. It'll come right back up to it. Our thing's a little longer than that because it's localfirstmedia.com. But just go to 107.9 The Fan. You click right on there, and there are a couple of different places on there that say, click here to win Ranger ticket or register to win Ranger tickets. Go in there, put your name, put your email address, put your phone number, hit submit. Next week, Friday, we'll draw out winners for this thing. And we've got a handful of ticket sets. I think we've got like 10 sets of tickets more. So we've got, but it's not just like, oh, we've got a game for this Friday. The tickets aren't working that way anymore. Now they're working for use them at any game you want to.
That's awesome.
So if you're like, oh, I don't want to go see them play Oakland, but I want to go see them play, you know, the Dodgers are coming in.
I literally just say, come on, Dodgers.
You win the tickets. If there's tickets available when you're looking for that game, then that's a game you can go to. And if it's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like I can go Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Try Friday. Oh, it's sold out. Saturday, wait, there's tickets open. Boom, get yourself in there. You're going to the Dodgers game then. You pick the game you want to go to. Ticket availability is the only thing. So if it's a sellout, you're going to have a problem. But it's baseball, and it's rarely a sellout.
Rarely.
You should be able to get in and go. So their electronic tickets will get to you, but you need to register. So I'm going to harp on this for the next couple of days. Go on the station's website, fill out the form, hit submit. We'll take care of you. And it's better than me trying to do it on the phone because we've sat here before doing it. And I know you're all out there listening because we keep hearing from everybody, but you don't like to call in. That's okay. We got another. If you're shy, you're that kid in class, doesn't want to put up your hand. I don't want to sound stupid. I'm not going to answer. Do it this way. Right? You know what
That's
I'm talking
correct,
about.
Yeah. I was that kid.
I was about to say, you're probably that kid.
But I knew the answer, though. I just didn't want to say it.
See? Well, why would you do that? Why would you not want to share that? You want to seem too smart.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't want to upstage nobody. I just want everybody to feel good about themselves.
See? That's such garbage. Anyway, jump in there and register. I'll mention it again second half of the show. All right. I said we're two parts of the women's thing I wanted to go back to. Part one. You probably know it, so I'm going to ask it rhetorically. Caitlin Clark was the number one pick in the draft by the Indiana Fever.
Correct.
First round picks in both the NBA and WNBA are basically slotted salaries.
Yes.
When the NBA holds its draft this summer, whoever the number one pick is going to be is going to get roughly a contract that will, on an annual basis for that first year, pay him about $10.9 million. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much Caitlin Clark's going to get?
I think I saw around like $75,000.
$76,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's about what I expected, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
No. How? What?
Well, one, the NBA has got like a, I don't know, like a 70-year head start.
Oh, I get
it. On revenue and all that stuff.
I get it.
And so I think it's a matter of, you know, I'm not a math genius, but I'm sure it's a matter of, you know, supply and demand and what you're bringing in revenue-wise. And I'm sure probably in the next 10 years, and they add more teams, those revenues are going to explode and those salaries will go up. I mean, NFL salaries explode the last 30 years,
right,
you know, with TV deals and things like that. So I think that's pretty much what it has to do with it. So I wasn't surprised. Because I knew those women play overseas as well, and that's where they make the bulk of their money. So I kind of already had an idea that they probably made probably under $100,000 a year. That was just a random guess.
That blows me away.
I didn't realize it was 70-something. I knew it was probably under $100,000.
That blows me away. And it blows me away when we have no idea who the number one pick in the NBA draft is going to be, but we know he's going to make $11 million.
Yeah, have no idea.
We knew who the number one pick in the WNBA draft was going to be months ago.
She took a pay cut going to NBA.
And she's going to make $76,000.
Yeah, she's taking a pay cut.
I saw Angel Reese, who was the seventh pick. I think her first year salary is 73.
I think though I saw somewhere where they and I remember reading this a couple years back. They I know they give them like free apartments to live in, a car. So that kind of, not saying that's a big deal, but it does help somewhat, you know.
All right, so I've got $1,000 a month apartment. Nice. How many months is the season?
I'm sure it ain't 1,000. I think it's like 4 months. This is like 4 months.
So I got 4,000. Go say it's $1,500 a month apartment. I got an extra $6,000 in a car. which I probably can't keep the car. It's probably a lease. I can have it for the 4 months I'm playing. So that's probably even a $1,000 car. I got $2,500 extra dollars. I'm going to make an extra $10,000 in those perks for those 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it like that, still, I'm sure they're going to be staying in some apartments more expensive than $1,500, though. I'm thinking about some, you know, some $7,000, $8,000 places.
I've never visited one of those
I'm thinking they stay in some top-notch, you know, places. That's what I'm assuming they're going to be staying in, especially like if you live in, like, in New York or something. You're going to be playing.
Well, New York's a little different, but Indianapolis, I think I can probably find something for $1,500.
Yeah, about $15,000, $2,000, yeah, something like that. Somewhere I wouldn't want to stay at, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been to Indianapolis, and I'm like, yeah, this is no thank you.
Okay. So you're not blown away by the price differential in pay?
No. I kind of expected it was going to be somewhere under $100,000. I didn't know it would be 70, but I knew it would be under $100,000 for sure.
Now, we'll do the simple math on this. So 10 times her salary is 750 or 60 grand, and 10 times that is 7.6 million. And we're still not up to
still
what the
not,
rookie's going
to
make.
Not up to it.
So that's, I've just 10 to the twos. Or 10 squared, and I'm still not to the pay.
Guess it's a good she got that shoe deal.
And State Farm.
Yeah.
And a few others. She's going to probably pull in between $3 and $5, maybe more, $1 million in endorsements.
I thought he said she may run about $2 million this year, $2.5 million. I thought I saw somewhere.
Angel Reese was at 1.8, and I think that Caitlin Clark, probably now that she's got her NBA career going, she'll probably be in the $5 million range for endorsements. I'm not coming on here going, man, Caitlin Clark's going to be eating beans and rice beans every night. I'm not saying ramen.
You just thought it'd be more. Yeah.
I'm just saying that the disparity between what the men and the women are getting paid is outrageous. Now, you're right about the capital already that the NBA has accumulated, but the key is going to be the television deals.
Correct.
If I'm any TV network and I'm watching every event that the women have been involved in the last 6 months, I think I'm saying to myself, that's a valuable property I want.
Absolutely.
And I'm willing to pay top dollar for that. And I think this year is going to be the telltale sign. As they start getting the Reese's, the Clarks, the other Cardoses into the league, will the numbers translate to eyes on the TV this summer? Or was it a college phenomenon only? And when they make the WNBA, people don't care anymore.
That's where you're going to find out right here these next 4 months, because I've always felt this is more of a college thing.
Right.
But you're going to see if these names are going to carry over. Now, so you got some more names coming out the next couple of years that they've kind of joined on to. What I'm hoping for is they can add a couple more teams, because a lot of these women get drafted and they don't even – maybe first round, second round picks, and they don't even make the team because there's just not enough spots.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm hoping for. But when you come down to TV deals, you know, and that's what's – TV has come down to, really, it's can you get live sports on your channel? Because everything else, that's why TV's dying, because you can watch, hey, I can go watch that show later on.
Sure.
But you can't watch live sports.
Nope.
On replay. You can, but, you know, you already know what happened.
Right.
So, you know, I would think somebody's going to, I mean, ESPN obviously has WNBA. I'm sure they're going to make sure that they got that thing secure and don't lose it. Because if I'm like a CBS or somebody, I'm trying to go for it.
Well, you know, ESPN has struggled in the last dozen years or so, 10 years, because cable package, you know, subscribers are down.
Correct.
They're losing money. They've parsed off a lot of top-end talent in the studio calling games. You wonder, are they willing to invest a big amount of money to get the WNBA?
I think they will, just because they've done such a good job of pushing it in college. And so they want to be the ones who can reap their benefits, in my opinion. I think that's
what's
they
the benefit
to do. Is you've helped build that women's game, so you should be one that's cashing in on those checks and when those ratings come in.
See, I think this is the benefit is this. I think all of a sudden you're opening the door for sponsors whose products are targeted at women.
That's a good point. Yep.
That NBA, Major League Baseball, soccer, whatever, is not a women-heavy audience. But if I'm getting the WNBA on there and I've got my daughters who are watching these ladies playing basketball, I'm thinking I'm now moving into that marketplace of potential advertisers onto my network, ESPN, and that helps me get more eyes on it. And that helps me tell advertisers, spend your money with me. Put your product on my program.
That's a good point. That's, to me, that's why baseball struggles, because who watches baseball is mostly older people. And you don't have to really sell to those guys. So I think that's where it struggles with baseball. So that's a good idea, especially with women. Women, you know, they tend to, you know, be more of, I'm not going to say that part about it, buying, but women will spend more money purchasing things, especially, you know, so yeah, you do a good job of selling to them.
Yeah.
And that will help your, obviously, your company and make more money.
And we have seen in the college game, they have gone with almost exclusively women announcers as well.
Absolutely. That's the part that I really enjoy, because one is, there's so many good women players who their careers are with, and their knowledge for the game is just as good as those men. And so why not have those women call the games that they played?
Right.
You know, it's, to me, it just makes total sense. Right now, ESPN's college game day crew, which is awesome, with the three women they have on there, man, that thing is phenomenal. And so I think they've done a fantastic job. To me, that's how it should be.
Yep. No, I agree. That's I think we're about to tap into a brand new marketplace for ESPN in popularity for this sport. And maybe they'll start raising salaries to go along with it.
Yeah, hopefully get rid of some of those hot take shows. Good Lord. I can't do
that. You don't want more hot takes?
I can't do those.
Come on.
I can't listen like a Mike Greenberg make these crazy, wacky.
They're only, well, hold the thought. We'll come back and talk about that. We got a hot take on that. Just wait. It's 29 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Dwight McCowan. You're on the Fan, 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be severe. Low of 59. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Cloudy with a high of 70. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low of 51. Win a Big Green Egg and more in our backyard barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9
is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Welcome back. 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan. We got bunches of baseball again this weekend. Coming up on Friday now, tomorrow, as we count down the end of this week. Texas High Baseball. Final home game for the Tigers tomorrow. 7 o'clock start time. Mount Pleasant coming in. It'll be senior night. Paul Wilson's going to be calling the Tiger game. They did their deal on Tuesday, putting up their banner honoring Keith Schuette, and the Tigers are red hot rolling toward the last week of the season. So we got that one on tomorrow right here on the Fan 107.9. It will be the home finale for Liberty ILO tomorrow night. They are going to be hosting Pittsburgh. That's a 7 o'clock start time over on News Talk 107.1. So we'll have that one on live. Arkansas High, no more this week. We've got three games in the next 10 days. Oh, Tuesday, Thursday, and a week from Monday, we'll have a couple of baseball games and a softball game on for the Razorbacks. They'll be over on Real Country. So no Friday game for them, but back on Tuesday for them. So a lot of stuff going on.
Hopefully the weather holds up.
Yeah.
I saw the weather forecast.
Yeah. No. I don't even talk that talk. And don't forget, next Thursday, first round NFL draft. We'll have it over, well, right here. We'll have it on the Fan. We're doing the Cowboys presentation of the first round of the draft. So we will get that bad boy because we got a Ranger game going on in the afternoon, and I think ESPN is going to transition out to the NFL draft from the network on ESPN. So I believe next Thursday, Cowboy presentation of the draft here on the Fan beginning at 6 when we get off the air, ESPN presentation of the draft over on 105.9. So we got two different perspectives on the draft next Thursday as well.
Hopefully the Cowboys don't trade down, which they probably will. Very uneventful offseason for the Cowboy fans.
It's what they wanted. Isn't that what the Cowboys wanted? Uneventful. Just stay the course.
I think he's low key finna blow this thing up without saying it.
No.
I don't think they're finna re-sign Dak.
Oh, come on.
I think that dude's gonna hit the free agent market.
No way. How much money you got in your pocket right now? I'll bet you whatever you got in your pocket right now, Dak's got a new contract
You caught me at the wrong time, but it's not the 25th yet. So
okay. Wait till next week. What you got in your pocket next week?
Yeah, I might have a little bit in my pocket.
We'll bet. There's no way they let Dak walk. No way.
Okay.
Jerry loves his guys. He's not letting anybody of value walk. Amari Cooper wasn't one of their guys. They didn't draft him. They acquired him.
And they messed up on that one.
They did.
Sheesh.
They did. He let Zeke walk, but had to make a decision about who am I keeping or not.
I understand that.
He's not going to – he's just not letting his quarterback walk.
I'm just saying.
I don't trust Trey Lance yet.
Oh, he's not worried about Trey Lance. He's going after another young man who I think they're going to make a move for.
Let's hear it.
Dad's already planting the seed.
Who's this?
Shedeur Sanders. Dad's already planting the seed on it.
Oh, I know. Dad's laid out his six teams that his son can go to. Anybody but those six.
He's trying to alienate this. He's trying to alienate it, and he's gonna drop it and boom. Or Cowboys move up and come get him. Chuck, I'm telling him we're gonna be right here next year. I'm like, I told you. Shedeur Sanders.
Well,
Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Where does Shedeur Sanders go in the draft? If you were sitting back, and I know there's a whole bunch of talent we don't know. If you're gonna speculate, he would go in the top 10.
Yeah,
he's going 10 through 20.
He's going to be one of the top three quarterbacks go for sure.
Okay, so top 10.
Obviously, quarterbacks get elevated. And I'm not saying, first of all, I'm not saying they should get rid of Dak. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I just think that he's like he's ran his course, and so they're not going to re-sign him. And so I'm ready to see it because I hear so many Cowboy fans complain about Dak, and it's like, well, who else are you going to get? But I think they're going to make a run at Shedeur Sanders.
So if you got to have a top 10 pick – to get there, you're either going to A, bottom out this year to get in the top 10, which you've got too much talent to do.
Because you can't. Now, say they re-sign him and they can use him as trade. They can trade him.
Dak.
Yes.
You're not getting a top 10 pick for Dak.
Oh. I think Dak's a, I think
you're
Dak's
not getting
a
top.
I think Dak's at least a mid-round, first-round pick guy.
No way. And here's the reason why. No, because you got to eat that contract.
Because of the money.
You got to eat $60 million. There's no way in the world, unless you're going to eat half the money for me.
Unless the Cowboys don't have a good season this year and they fall in the draft.
Yeah. That
would be possible.
No.
That's possible.
No, they're too good.
You think so?
Yes.
Man,
Okay.
Oh man.
If we played that game of who's good in the NFC right now, Detroit, Green Bay, San Francisco, mm-hmm. Philadelphia, that's where we would stop. That those are the only teams on the same level of the Cowboys right now without even having a draft. Giants are bad, Redskins or Commanders, whatever they are, getting a little bit better. Tampa's getting old and not good. Atlanta's young. I don't think they're quite there yet. New Orleans is question marks.
All it takes is a couple injuries here or there, and that thing just freaking bottoms out.
Yeah, but bottoms out means you got to have like five wins.
I'm just saying, Chuck, I'm not
100% Dwight McCown, you're going to tell me five wins.
I'm not 100% sold on the Cowboys right now.
I don't have to be 100% sold, but I can still say nine.
I just feel like
a bad year for them is nine.
He's not going to resign. He's not going to resign that guy. They're setting this up. They didn't try to make any play for any free agents. That's like the first time the Cowboys in a few years they didn't push anybody.
I get it.
Like, what are you doing?
But they're going to re-sign the guys they've got. They're going to re-sign Micah, and they're going to re-sign CD.
They're going to re-sign CD. I don't know about Dak. And I like him. I think they underrate him.
Oh, I agree.
I would load it back up and keep making. If it was me, I'm trying to get the offensive linebacker right. Go get a running back and, you know, continue to build on the interior of offensive and defensive
line.
That's what I would do. But they didn't do anything so far in the season.
This franchise is convinced they can fix it through the draft, that they'll pick up linemen through the draft. They'll grab what they need through the draft. They'll find a running back, probably middle of the draft.
And
they'll
that's
find
possible.
A guy. Yeah, they can find a running back. And that they'll be bopping right along and be right back there again. I think the other franchises that I mentioned who are in the top echelon of the NFC have all made some adjustments and changes that have improved themselves.
Except for the Giants, they suck.
The Giants weren't upper echelon. Upper echelon franchises all feel like they've done something to elevate a little bit, and I don't think Dallas has elevated. That's their problem for me. They're still sitting in that top five or six in the conference conversation. The others made moves to get better. It doesn't feel like Dallas made moves to get better. They're just going to bank on, our guys are really good. We're going to add some guys in the draft, and we're going to get lucky if we can manage to actually win a playoff game this year and get in a position to compete for the Super Bowl. That's where they sit.
And that's just where I guess I pause. I'm like, I feel like you. I'm not saying you have to be all in and just go get, you know, sign tons of players, but you have to make a push, you know, to try to improve your team. They just haven't
done that yet,
in my opinion. They just haven't done it. And so if you haven't improved your team, you're getting worse. You know, but
you're getting older.
Who's their tight end? That's what I was going to ask. Who's the Dallas tight end?
Why'd you have to ask?
So I really like that guy from the University of Texas.
Yeah. Doggone it. Why'd you have to ask it to me? If you hadn't asked me, I'm okay with it.
I think he'd be a good piece to him. I know Sanders is the tight end. I think that'd be a good piece.
They got two guys at tight end.
They got two?
Yeah. They're,
I really like that.
And in fact, they upgraded from when they let the guy go to Houston. They've actually upgraded a little bit. They're all right.
I'm sure the guy Houston. Yeah, listen, I'm
can't
sure.
Can't think of his name.
He's sure happy he's went to Houston, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, he's Dalton Schultz. Yeah, they're in a good spot too right now.
Dalton Schultz. Amari Cooper, man, they let go of some nice pieces.
Yes, they did, but they did all right replacing though. They'll find a receiver in the draft. They're gonna get some offensive linemen. They'll draft well and bring young guys in. Problem is, you can't count on young guys to contribute very much that rookie year, except for maybe a running back or receiver.
I just wish the Cowboy fans would just say, you know what, one time
Ferguson.
Okay. I just wish one time they'd be like, you know what, no. We're not gonna just buy everything you want, Jerry.
They will.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Just just don't give in to it. Because, I mean, what's the point? He's going to keep doing what he's doing because, I mean, they're number one franchise.
Why would I do anything different?
Yeah.
I'm the most valuable franchise in sports in the country.
He doesn't really care. If they win, great, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a necessity because they're
making money. 12-5.
Yeah.
The number two team in the conference?
I hate to sound like this cynical person, but it was a kind of a flaw, 12-5. I mean, the NFC is terrible.
And that's why I think they'll be in the same place again this next year.
The Giants are so bad.
I know. I think they'll be in the same place. I think they'll be good enough to, again, be a double-digit win team. They may or may not win the division. Doesn't really make a whole lot of difference.
Speaking of them, speaking of the Giants, how do you go from the type of a franchise they were for about a decade to, I keep hearing they're going to draft J.J. McCarthy. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
What are we doing?
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. About 15 minutes till top of the hour. We got to come back. We've got stuff we got to wrap up again. We moved off on the Cowboy talk, and there went the rant.
Sorry about that.
Back in a minute.
Have you taken time today to thank God for His goodness in your life? If not, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me. I'm grateful for food, clothing, and a place to live. I'm grateful that I can come to You with my problems and find help to fix them or strength to endure. I'm most thankful for the promise of eternal life to those who believe and follow Jesus. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
High tech, low tech, big or small, high tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl lettering or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high tech, low tech, big or small, High Tech Signs can do them all.
High Tech Signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
Hi there, me again, your radio.
I thought what we'd do this time is go to the email bag, answer some of your questions. So our first email comes from Bob. He writes, "Dear Radio, I run a small furniture store in town and I'm looking to grow my business. Do you have any suggestions?" Well, Bob, to be successful, you need to reach out to new customers on an ongoing basis. That's where I come in. Radio reaches around 93% of the population each week, making it a great way to get the word out about your business. And radio delivers results at a fraction of the cost of other media, making it a great investment. Okay, our next email is from Bert. He says, "Dear Radio, I took a young lady out on a first date. After 20 minutes of talking, she went to the ladies' room to powder her nose. It's been 4 months since I've seen her. What do you suggest I do?" Well, Bert, that's a tough one, but I'd consider maybe a woman with a smaller nose.
Find out how Texarkana Media Center can help your business grow with radio. Go to texarkanamediacenter.com for more information on radio advertising. 911, call if you can. Text if you can't. 911 cannot accept pictures or videos, but make sure you let them know the emergency and your exact location. Use simple language, no abbreviations or slang. Text 911 is now available in 10 counties in the area. Lamar, Delta, Hopkins, Red River, Franklin, Titus, Morris, Bowie, Cass, and Miller counties. If you can't call 911, text 911.
This public safety announcement brought to you by the Architects Council of Governments.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
want to vote in Texas, you can use a Texas driver's license or state ID card even if it expired in the last 4 years. Or military ID, passport, or handgun license. Or current utility bill or paycheck if you sign a form at the polls. For more information or free help getting an accepted ID to vote, call or text the Vote Riders Helpline at 866-ID-2-VOTE or go to voteriders.org.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Ten minutes till top of the hour. We got a lot of housekeeping to keep up with here. The last segment, Dwight McCowan sitting in as well today. Monday, Kevin Carpenter continues his tour of Europe, and Tyler Huff's going to be in here. So we will rip through a new week with Tyler moving from Tuesday to Monday. Reminder, Ranger tickets go on to the Fan's website. Do the easy Google search, 107.9 The Fan. Boom, it'll pop it right back up for you. Register to win you some tickets for a Ranger game of your choice. Rangers won today, 9-7. They beat Detroit. Jack Leiter had an okay first inning, struck out a couple, but didn't get out of the third. I think as long as he went, gave up 7 runs, walked 3, I think 7 or 8, 9 hits, some big number of hits. He got smacked around a little bit today. First start for the former number 2 overall pick in the draft for the Rangers. He'll get better. You got to start somewhere, and Detroit, of course, is not the best team in the league, and they smacked him around a little bit, but you shake off some rust and some butterflies, and now you get out there next time and be better.
Well, they're pros, so sometimes pros have good days and bad days. Those pros had some good hitting today.
I don't know if I'm a pro after 1 3-inning start, but he's pitching in the majors, so I guess he makes him a pro.
I'm saying the hitters.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still professional hitters, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the White Sox have any. They're 2-15. Have you seen this? They're that bad right now. They can't hit anything.
So they're going to be selling this thing out by June.
Oh, right? Yeah. Michael Kopech, the kid from Mount Pleasant,
yeah,
got the loss yesterday. They've got him in relief now. I don't know that his arm can last starting. He's probably only good for an inning or two anymore, but he's still in Chicago, and I can't imagine how they have not moved him out of there yet. But
well, probably not for long. 2-15 right now.
2-15. It'll be fire sale time. Yep. Anyway, there was something I wanted to make sure we got back around to. WNBA thing. I said there was one other piece. And I'm going to start it back where you left about hot take programs.
Great.
So you're not a fan of the Stephen A. Smith, the
Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless.
You mentioned
he's the worst.
You mentioned Greeny.
Yes. My problem with Greeny is he just don't know what he's talking about half the time. He just talks about quarterbacks and he just plays off of everybody else on his show. Which
right.
I mean, smart for him. Good job. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the hot takes. Just because it's shock value, you know, you want substance. I like to listen to substance. To listen like a Tim Legler. What's my guy name? Does football? Lewis Riddick. I love listening to those guys who have some substance behind their takes. What's coach name? He does good, but then he just goes off the wire. Dad coached for the Bears and he coached for the Jets. Rick Ryan. You know, sometimes he's a character at times. Instead of just being himself and talking things up. And so
right.
I'm not a fan of those type of shows. And I get it. Their ratings, and for people who don't really know sports, but they know certain hot points, like everybody knows what a quarterback is. So
sure.
Those hot takes for them are awesome. So that's right. Why they love those shows. Me, I'm not really big.
Well, they transitioned from being the opinion I just threw out on the air to somebody's going to retweet that thing. And now I'm going to start getting clicks.
Correct.
And that's how you build your brand.
Yes.
I mean, that's being outrageous and saying the goofy thing sometimes builds your brand.
And then you get your own podcast
and
things
then
like
you,
that. Yeah.
You know, I'm reading a thing on podcasts the other day. Numbers are not near as high as I thought they were going to be on people that actually tune into a lot of podcasting.
Well, I would think it's going to get to the point where the market just oversaturates.
Yeah,
it's going to start to eat itself,
yep.
You know, because you're going to pull from everybody else. So eventually.
Everybody's got one,
correct.
And that's kind of what's happening.
It's
going
to have to, yeah.
my morph into from your hot take thing to wrap it up in the bow I wanted it to be in. Caitlin Clark's introductory interview press conference yesterday in Indianapolis.
Yes.
You saw it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the rest of you out there listening had a chance to take that in. I didn't pay any attention to it until I went to bed last night, and I usually kind of scroll through before I go to sleep. And all of a sudden, boy, these stories started coming out about reporter for the Indianapolis Star, I guess, who said something stupid in the press conference.
Yes, it is. Very creepy.
Creepy in the press conference. For those who don't know it, apparently he made some reference to the heart hand thing.
Yes.
Right? That you see people do a lot now. And Caitlin Clark made some comment about, yeah, that's what I do to my family.
Yes.
Apparently he had seen it watching the tournament games. So at the end of the game, she'll turn around and look where mom and dad are and flash the heart sign up to him, love you. Everything's good right now.
Correct.
Tell our reporter, and I'll do this, because I watched it after I saw the thing. I'm like, now I got to see this. Our reporter from the Star says, well, if you'll flash that to me after each game or before or during, whatever, then we'll be good.
Yeah.
Now, he wouldn't have said that to Kyle Flipkowski.
Correct.
Who's going to be drafted out from Duke this year.
Correct.
He wouldn't have said that to any
male
guy.
Correct.
I know he was trying to be cute. He went online and apologized last night and like, I totally dropped that. That was weird. I didn't mean it the way it came out.
Yes, he did though.
Did he?
Oh yeah.
Did he?
You ask most women, because women obviously they get hit on more than
men.
Well,
sure.
And so
I don't know. I'm pretty popular.
I would say most women get hit on up front more than men. You know, from men, and so. That was him throwing out a filler to see how would she respond. She was very nice about it. If she should have said no, next question, and that would have shut all of it down.
Or you give him a different hand sign instead of
just
that
like,
one.
No, this is hey man. No, we're not doing that.
Right.
Next question.
Right.
That's what I felt she should have handled. She handled it very gracefully, very very professionally. I was like, man, be more stern and say no.
Or you say what I said. Would you have said that to a guy?
Yes. And he would have been completely embarrassed. Like,
right.
Well, no, you went.
Right.
So it's not appropriate because you did that on purpose.
Right.
And
well,
you got the reaction. I feel it did it on purpose. I really do. And it was very creepy.
See, I'm gonna play devil's advocate and give the guy a little benefit of the doubt. And not that it wasn't creepy, because it's creepy. I don't know that he was hitting on her. I think he was trying to be. He's a little older guy. He's not a young guy. He's a really distinguished, pretty successful journalist in Indianapolis who's done some really good stories, and I think he's got a Pulitzer Prize. So it's not like he's just some hack coming up and he's 22
she's
cute, I'm a guy, hey, what do you – I mean, it feels like this guy's got a solid established career, and I think he made a stupid guy trying to be – familiar with the young lady and messed it up dramatically.
I will side with you on that one. I'm still gonna I think he obviously clearly overstepped his bounds. But this is what I worry about, not to switch. I worry about as we're venturing into women's sports starting to grow, I think you're gonna have more men who don't know how to ask appropriate questions in a certain manner. Toward these women, and it's going to come off to me, some more things are going to come off like that because they don't know how to talk to most women.
Yep.
Or put in a question form
where
it sounds presentable and don't sound creepy.
Right.
So, I unfortunately, I think we're going to have more of this. These guys just need to learn how to prep their questions a little bit better. And, hey, man, to me, it's one of those say it out loud. If you say it out loud to yourself and it doesn't sound
right,
I probably shouldn't ask that question.
No, it's a couple of great points and not just don't know how to talk to women, have not encountered many professional women.
Yes,
in sports. And so things you could say to guys you can't say because it comes across creepy.
Yes.
The familiarity is a little different.
Yes.
It's It lends itself to a way we end the show today, though. Dwight McCown, great seeing you again.
Absolutely.
Have a phenomenal weekend. We'll get ready for the NFL draft when I see you next Thursday.
I'm on the couch all week and watch the NBA playoffs.
You guys take care.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.